you will hear the president of the Environmental Club talking about environmental pollution. For questions 21 to 30, fill in the missing information in each numbered space. Use no more than one word for each space. You will hear the talk twice. Answer all the questions. You now have 1 minute to look at part four. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Good day to you, sir. Thank you for accepting this invitation from us. Nowadays, environmental pollution has become a never-ending problem. Well, sir, as the president of the Environmental Club, how do you see this problem?
Good morning. Today I am going to talk about environmental pollution, which I believe the whole world is facing. As we all know, environmental pollution is the introduction of different harmful pollutants into the environment that makes the environment unhealthy to live in.
May I know who is the culprit behind all this?
Sadly, it is us. We are the culprit responsible for this environmental pollution, as we are polluting our world by any means, water pollution, air pollution, as well as land pollution.
Can you please elaborate, sir?
Without realizing, we pollute the water by disposing of our garbage into it. We throw waste products into the water and then recycle the water to use it in daily life. As we can see, many aquatic lives are suffering because of the waste thrown into their habitat. We are also polluting the air through smoke-emitting vehicles, which we use daily. We sometimes forget that during festival celebrations, we use firecrackers endlessly, further polluting the air we breathe.
Now that I think of this matter, little did we know of this situation, right? What about the greenery, sir?
Yes, we are cutting down trees too. Don't we realize they are the source of our oxygen, and yet we cut them down to build roads and houses in the name of development? Environmental pollution is an important concern for the world.
So I believe you're talking about other countries and not Malaysia, right?
Our country is also facing this problem. There is a high level of air pollution in cities like Georgetown, Johor Bahru and Kuala Lumpur. This is also giving rise to various health diseases, including breathing problems such as asthma, bronchitis, etc.
That sounds concerning, sir. What can be done to control this issue?
All irresponsible activities need to be controlled. Also, it is the right time to take action before it is too late. We can help protect our environment in many ways. A plastic ban and the use of biodegradable food containers are among the steps that should be practiced by the state government. To maintain the greeneries in our country, we can plant more and more trees. Carpooling can also help control air pollution, and promoting the use of recycling products is another good initiative.
Thanks for the enlightenment, sir. I hope that all the audience is well aware of this problem and pays heed to this matter. So, can I have a few last words from you, sir?
All in all, the future of our environment is in our hands. I would request you all to take the pledge to adopt positive initiatives to protect our environment. Thank you for inviting me, and thank you again for lending me your ears.
Now, listen again.
Good day to you, sir. Thank you for accepting this invitation from us. Nowadays, environmental pollution has become a never-ending problem. Well, sir, as the president of the Environmental Club, how do you see this problem?
Good morning. Today I am going to talk about environmental pollution, which I believe the whole world is facing. As we all know, environmental pollution is the introduction of different harmful pollutants into the environment that makes the environment unhealthy to live in.
May I know who is the culprit behind all this?
Sadly, it is us. We are the culprit responsible for this environmental pollution, as we are polluting our world by any means, water pollution, air pollution, as well as land pollution.
Can you please elaborate, sir?
Without realizing, we pollute the water by disposing of our garbage into it. We throw waste products into the water and then recycle the water to use it in daily life. As we can see, many aquatic lives are suffering because of the waste thrown into their habitat. We are also polluting the air through smoke-emitting vehicles, which we use daily. We sometimes forget that during festival celebrations, we use firecrackers endlessly, further polluting the air we breathe.
Now that I think of this matter, little did we know of this situation, right? What about the greenery, sir?
Yes, we are cutting down trees too. Don't we realize they are the source of our oxygen, and yet we cut them down to build roads and houses in the name of development? Environmental pollution is an important concern for the world.
So I believe you're talking about other countries and not Malaysia, right?
Our country is also facing this problem. There is a high level of air pollution in cities like Georgetown, Johor Bahru, and Kuala Lumpur. This is also giving rise to various health diseases, including breathing problems such as asthma, bronchitis, etc.
That sounds concerning, sir. What can be done to control this issue?
All irresponsible activities need to be controlled. Also, it is the right time to take action before it is too late. We can help protect our environment in many ways. A plastic ban and the use of biodegradable food containers are among the steps that should be practiced by the state government. To maintain the greeneries in our country, we can plant more and more trees. Carpooling can also help control air pollution, and promoting the use of recycling products is another good initiative.
Thanks for the enlightenment, sir. I hope that all the audience is well aware of this problem and pays heed to this matter. So, can I have a few last words from you, sir?
All in all, the future of our environment is in our hands. I would request you all to take the pledge to adopt positive initiatives to protect our environment. Thank you for inviting me, and thank you again for lending me your ears.
That is the end of part 4.